Joshua W. Turner of We Wept has come back to the antidote because he has nothing better to do. But seriously, Joshua, it's good to meet up again.
Yeah, I am super excited to talk with you again, Dave. As always, love your show and just really honored to be a part of it.
Okay. I'll pay you the money that I promised you to say that.
There's no money payment necessary. It's all good.
You always go with the W in your name. Does that mean there's just too many Joshua Turners in the world?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate because so Josh Turner, the country singer, has, you know, I say this playfully, but has been my nemesis since since I got into music. And it's gotten so much to where, you know, I tried to launch myself under the name Joshua Turner, and my distributor said, "You can't do that. We just can't. It will just get confused." And so that's been the story. So I found that Joshua W. Turner is it just enough separation to not be buried under that the gospel singer's name.
Well, I've never heard. What does the W stand for?
Middle name Williams with an S.
Williams with an S.
Yeah.
Your folks just wanted to do it differently.
Yeah, well, that was my mom's maiden name, Williams.
Ah, so. Now I got it.
Yeah. So that's what the W stands for.
So you released a pile of singles last year and also early in 2026. Now you're back with the new EP, Guardian. But before we get into that, I want to bring in another of those singles, Live For You. That's a sad one, with the second verse saying, "The tide is turning, the water is cold. There's not a lot of time now for my sinking soul." That left me wondering, would you ever say that you have a sad soul?
You know, I would say I have an empathetic soul, which I guess could make my soul sad sometimes. I feel things very, very deeply, which means I feel other people very deeply. I get, as the kids would say, I get in my feelings. I feel myself pretty deeply sometimes. Sad, yeah, I guess I would. I have a sadness to my soul, and I guess that's part of the journey of making art is, you know, when you write a song, trying to get to the bottom and uncover the layers or clean out the mansion, as I would say. You know, I'm still cleaning out the floors and discovering why things are the way they are.
So you mean the dust bunnies are gone?
The dust bunnies are gone. I've done a lot of work, but yes, it's you know, and maybe that's just the life of an artist. There can be a melancholy to an artist, and I think I'm one of those artists that have that melancholy.
I appreciate that, because so many artists, they run under a false front.
Yeah, you know, but that's been part of my artist journey, is that I learned that I just won't sacrifice that. You know, it's not worth doing art to me if I have to let go of the authentic journey. That is something I'm not willing to let go of. So if it's sad, it's going to be sad. If it's angry, it's going to be angry. If it's hopeful, it's going to be hopeful.
But being true to yourself, that was a big part of our last conversation. So I got to tell listeners to go and look into the antidote in the interview section to find out what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I really do like these talks because you're honest. Some people aren't honest.
Yeah, you know, and that's true. And it really does come down to you make a choice. Like I remember in Hollywood and having everything that you ever dreamed of having, but it came with a price. And that price was to give yourself over to others to determine who you were going to be. And I learned there, like, I just am not willing to do it. I'd rather just not even be in the music industry if I have to do that. And so with me being in control of my music now, that's just one thing I'm not willing to do. But thank you for saying that. I do appreciate it because it is important to me. I want to be honest and real and imperfect and have grace for that. Yeah. So thank you.
So a couple months ago, I was on your Facebook page and you posted all of the possible names that you could have gone with, what was it that stood out about the name We Wept?
You know, that's cool. I'm glad you saw that, because I always thought that would cool. That would be cool. And as the years go on, it becomes cooler. But yeah, a whole page of all these band names. And you know, there was lots of factors. One of the biggest factors was to make sure that nobody else had that name, because you'd be surprised. You can come up with some pretty unique band names and find out that somebody somewhere has that band name. And so that was a factor. But I think beyond the fact that nobody else had it, I think it was, I wanted my music to be all encompassing. So We Wept because of my melancholic soul. There's a sadness there. And also due to my, you know, me being a follower of Jesus, I wanted it to be tied biblically if I could. So it's like Jesus wept, you know, we wept. He weeps within our pain with us. And I just thought, you know, I like that. And I think it can be all encompassing. So I could do, you know, the heavy hard rock stuff that I've done in the past, and then also a different avenue, like we'll talk about with the Guardian EP. And it all can fit under that imagery, at least in my mind, of We Wept. So that's pretty much what I wanted to have with the band name, and that one just fit the best.
You just mentioned about the Guardian EP, and I gave you a hard time when you sent that to me. And I asked you if this was somebody just pretending to be We Wept, because you have to admit these songs don't sound anything like your previous stuff.
No, they don't. But I mean, that's an accumulation of writing songs, writing and recording and releasing music for 20 years, is that, you know, I have a whole bag of things and different sides and different moods. And I knew when I started We Wept that this was going to happen. I knew that I was going to write songs that were not always just pedal to the metal hard rock. I knew there was going to be different layers, and that's why I'm so excited about the Guardian EP, is because it really is a different magnifying glass into me as an artist and into We Wept.
So are you saying that this EP then is really just a temporary anomaly, that you haven't left grunge in the dust?
Oh no, not at all. I mean, that's the beauty of this. I've written a lot of songs. Some songs I write, you know, within the year that I release them. Some songs I've written 20 years ago that I'm bringing back. And so I have so many songs that I know are going to be released that nobody else knows. So there's a lot of hard rock coming down the line, but there's also probably more of this coming down the line too.
20 years down the road, how organized are you to be able to pull out that information?
You know, it's the ones that stick are the ones that I don't discover from like a demo that I recorded back. It's the ones that I always remember, the ones that stuck with me. No, I don't think I've released anyone from that long ago. I think all the We Wept songs are pretty, you know, the ones that have been released so far are pretty recent, but I have some that I've written, you know, decades ago that will be coming out through We Wept. I don't know. There's songs that just stick with me, and I remember them, and I rework them, and I have plans to release them.
Well, let's get into one of them. The lead song off the EP is Need to Say. And the song says, "Pray for me, take my hands, stay with me because I'm afraid. I'll hide the pain, I'm not as ashamed. Who is God to guide my way?" I admit this, I really don't understand the song. It's about somebody's passing. You got to help me out with this
Yeah,
one.
I can, which I guess could qualify as what I was just talking about. I wrote the music to this song in 2014 as my mom was dying from Lewy body dementia. And the interesting thing was, is I wasn't a Christian when I wrote the music. I remember sitting next to her deathbed and playing that guitar riff. And then 3 months after she died, I experienced God through His Holy Spirit and changed my life completely. And then I wrote the lyrics. So the lyrics are, you got it, Dave, is that they are about my mom passing from her perspective. So, my mom wasn't a Christian. My mom was actually a New Age guru, a very successful one. She was the teacher of people that pretty much anybody listening to us and you would know, household names. She was very successful. And she started realizing her belief system was not accurate. And I wasn't a Christian, so I never had to have those conversations, but there was a understanding that she's having to question her beliefs. And, the pray for me, like, do I need prayer? I think everybody on their deathbed would seemingly hope to be prayed for, take my hands. She was very scared. So she'll hide her pain, like as a mother would, like doing her best to not have her children see her in pain. But then the slight arrogance of, who's this God to guide me into my eternity? So it's another just real, raw, honest song about death from my mom's perspective based on what I saw.
The thing is about the song is that it repeats the phrase, I'll get over it. It's nice to think that that can happen, but we could also end up keeping an emotional wound forever.
Yeah, and I think that line there was not intended. It was more of a, I'm going to pretend to be strong. Like, I'm going to say I'm over it, but I never will be. It's a false layer of security, a false statement in a way, to where you never do get over it. There's a hole that is left when you lose somebody like that. And, but you have to continue going forward. So that wound, to this day is still there. That could be part of my melancholic soul. There's a hole there. Something's missing. And sometimes, especially at that time, it's like, well, I remember my mom died and didn't know what else to do. So I just grabbed beers and I just started drinking them because it's like, what do you do? And I went on kind of a bender for 3 months until I met the Lord. But it's that I'm going to stuff this thing down just to survive.
Talking about the past, when I saw the song title, Leave the Light On, I thought, oh man, Joshua's going to talk about some childhood trauma. But that isn't it at all.
Yeah. No, I guess I never thought that you could see it that way, but yes. No, it's that one. I really love that song because it's so simple. There's not a lot of lyrics. It's simply just saying, like, and why I put it in the EP, and I ordered the songs intentionally of, okay, my mother's dead, leave the light on. And I did write the lyrics before I was a Christian. And I look back at these songs and I think to myself, like, these songs are totally a cry out to God without knowing that they actually were. So listening to the song now, it's like, leave the light on the other side, meaning like, okay, the loved one that has passed, like, hey, leave a light on for me when I see you again. But I also look at it as like, the lyric, you're all I want, you're all I ever need, like that's totally Jesus for me. And it could be, whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, there's always that somebody that you put in that place that Jesus, may not be there yet, but it's like there's this one person that is everything to you. So, yeah.
It seems like the songs from the Guardian EP are going even more faith-focused than your other songs. Was that purposeful?
No, and that's the beauty of it because now that I'm thinking of it, it's like I guess I didn't remember this until a long time that even though these songs were finally recorded and touched up recently, the basis of them were written when I was not a Christian. Lyrics and music. So looking back at it now, it's like my soul was searching for God and it came out in this form. So it was not all intentional to make this seem faith-based rock for this collection of songs. It's really just based on experience. Like this was my experience with death. This was my encounter with the Holy Spirit. Like it's just painting the picture of what I experienced in these situations.
Well, that faith aspect really comes out on the title track. Your breath swells deep inside of me. I feel like I can do anything. Your skin meets mine, hand in hand. I never knew what true love could do. I mean, that is so beautiful. It's so Christ-centered, so personal, that it seems like an intimate moment.
Oh, and I'm so glad you picked it up that way, because that's really what it was written to be, is Guardian. There's two parts to that song, in the sense that, like, I remember when my mom was first diagnosed with Lewy body dementia, and again, I wasn't a Christian, and I had this very, very vivid dream, to where I was in a motel room and I heard a knock at the door, and I opened the door and it was a figure, and I couldn't see the face or who it was, but it spoke very clearly to me, saying, like, this is the hardest thing that you're going to go through, but it's the most important thing. And I didn't understand what that meant at the time, but then I realized that it was my mom's death that was the catalyst to my hardened heart breaking enough to cry out to Jesus. And so the guardian was Jesus pursuing me the whole time. And that's what was at my door in the dream. So, and then the lyrics that you just recited was like, this is what it feels like when you cry out to the Lord in desperation, to where you can be completely hopeless, but then something fills you. And you're basically unstoppable. No drug can match it. And this is what true love is. And then this is love that only Christ can give to you. You can't get this through human form. This is a supernatural love from the creator of the universe. So I'm really glad you saw it and felt it as intimately as I tried to write it.
So these songs on the EP, they are all interrelational. They all relate to each other. And that's why you brought it out as an EP versus doing the singles route.
And they couldn't be separate from each other, not from my perspective at least. And it's so funny, because we live in a world where even EPs now oftentimes are not as successful as singles. But again, it goes back to that artistry thing. It's like, I'm not willing to separate these songs in order for them to be seen as successful, because this is me expressing a very true, honest, personal experience within three songs. And that's what I want to present, regardless if it's understood or as popular as the other Wee Wep songs that have been released.
Talk about expressing. You've expressed a different music style with this release from We Wept. So going down the road, are you going to mess things up with me again? And you're going to make polka tracks?
Oh man, no, I have some pretty diverse musical range, but it all can correlate. So if I went off and did polka tracks, that would basically be completely departing. So there will always be a tie to the music, and yeah, there will be different layers, like different layers to me as an artist, and it comes out in different ways, and yeah, so I can't promise anything, but I don't see polka coming down the road.
Joshua, I always like these talks. Thanks for coming back to The Antidote to speak about the new We Wept release.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate you having me. And yeah, that will be released July 20th, everywhere on all streaming platforms, online stores, and I'm really excited for everybody to hear it.
Well, keep the music coming because you and I have to have yet another talk.
Well, I look forward to it, and I am excited to see, really honestly what God does, because this is his, and I'm just following him.